Okay, so you guys believe in hypnotism? Do you think that's a real thing? I mean, you think that works? You know, the show type hypnotism where they put people up here and they, you know, sit them down and, you know, point at them and say you're a turkey or something?
No, I'll say no.
All right. Well, no. In England, a hypnotist, his name's David Days, tripped over a participant's leg, fell unconscious during a performance on Friday, and three people who were, quote, asleep on stage remained in what they were. Yeah. He came around a few minutes later and woke him up, but in the meantime, I mean, the show just kind of came to a halt. And so there you go.
I don't know. I might be a believer after that.
That's right.
He came around a short time later and woke the people up, but aside from that, they were pretty much just on the stage oblivious to everything that was going on.
Squawking like chickens.
Well, I don't know that they were doing that, but I mean, still. All right, now, and doesn't it seem like everything these days is made in China? Right.
Yes, I mean, or Taiwan. Right. Or
Millions and millions and millions of things. Yeah. Will's in the studio looking into the cup. Where's it made?
Does it say? China.
Yeah, see. Okay, so you go. See, I mean, that's like the city of Dallas, the official City of Dallas coffee mug that he brought in. That's made in China. So, I mean, it's everywhere.
What gets me is when you go into places that sell like American flag items and they're made in China.
Sure. Exactly. So, but millions of the Asian nation's iconic chopsticks. Proudly made in U.S. America.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there's one thing, Putty.
There you go.
There you go. 2 hours south of Atlanta in a town called Americus, Georgia, lies the source of millions of Chinese chopsticks. Turns out that Americus has the ideal type of wood for making chopsticks. The abundant forests of poplar and sweet gum trees in the area strike the perfect balance between hardness and softness, and makes a comfortable yet sturdy eating utensil.
I hate an unbalanced chopstick, you know.
Well, I mean, a couple of things.
The noodles fall off.
A couple of things. I mean, if you're looking for a retirement investment plan, maybe go ahead and start planting those trees now.
Right.
Because, I mean, we're probably going to have a desire. I mean, there's going to be a need for chopsticks.
Well, how tall does a tree have to grow to make a chopstick, though, right? You know.
Well, but that's the deal, is how many chopsticks do you need? You know, how many chopsticks could a chopstick chop if a chopstick could,
Now, don't even start that.
No. But, I mean, so you've got that opportunity.
Will's looking at his watch.
Yeah, I know. He's going, I took a day off to be here. I mean, he did. That's what he said. This is my day off, and I'm here for this. But, I mean, you think about that. And again, I'm not sure about that balance between sturdiness and comfort. And it's like a Bic pen. I mean, you use it once and throw it away, right?
Right, or it doesn't work anymore.
You don't take them home with you, do you?
No.
I mean, after you go eat there, you go.
You don't put them in the washer, you know.
God, these were great chopsticks. Yeah. I'm going to take those home, and I'll use them next time.
If you try to put them in that little, you know, place where you put your silverware,
it'll
fall through. It'll hit the burner, and it'll catch on fire.
It'll hit the arm, and the arm won't turn around.
There you go. You can break your washer.
All right, I think we've wasted enough of Will's time this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Good. What's going on at the Bush Library Museum?
Well, it's actually a pretty busy week for us. Today we start off with our summer camps, the half-day sessions. This year it's the Exploring History Kick-Up Fun Facts. And the summer camps, usually how they work is they have some sort of tie-in to our temporary exhibit. You know, our temporary exhibit that we have right now through August is the Heart Truth Red Dress Collection. So this year all the different summer camps will have for each day a different theme having to do with either heart health or health in general or healthy eating.
So now that's today, and maybe they missed today, but can they join up starting tomorrow and then finish out the week or something like that?
Absolutely. The daily themes run from now until July the 1st, so if you miss a Monday, you can come back for another Monday, or you can sign up for as many half-day sessions as you'd like.
Okay, what age groups are we looking at here?
That's children 7 through 11.
Okay, so do that, and so they get to be out of the house, and you know, you all go ahead and go on with your life, and they get to kind of learn something too.
There you go.
You've got a free admission plan that's pretty neat, too, right, so people can know about that.
That's right. That's something that we did last year. It's actually from the National Endowment for the Arts. It's called the Blue Star Program.
Mm-hmm.
And we're one of more than 1,300 participating museums this year. And it offers free admission to active duty service members and up to 5 of their family members from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay.
And, again, that's something that we did last year. And after doing it last year, we thought it was really a worthy program. So we kept it in place. And so actually we've been offering free admission now for active duty service members and up to 5 family since last summer.
So if they have somebody visiting you this summer and they want to see the library and museum, that's kind of a neat added attraction to it. They want some more information, what do they do?
Then go to our website at bushlibrary.tamu.edu And, of course, find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bush Library.
All right. Very good. Thanks. We visit the folks from the library on alternate Mondays here on WTAW.